right, the Sherrard Tigers moved to 4-0 in the Three Rivers Conference West Division with an 11-1 win over Rock Ridge. And you got to be pleased about kind of your movement in the track early in the season with a sweep of Orion and a sweep of Rock Ridge.
Yeah, definitely. You know, things are starting to come together for us a little bit. Slow start for us to start the year, but we're starting to play pretty good baseball. You know, we go in the other day to UT and probably should have got out of there with a win, but yeah, on the track west, you know, we're taking care of business right now. We're playing pretty good baseball. We're going 1-9 right now. We've kind of been harping on that. Like, if we can get some consistency, we can be a pretty good team, and it's kind of starting to come together for us.
So you're 9 games in of a season that really rolls quickly with the shortened kind of schedule. What do you think, 9 games so far?
We're coming along. I mean, you know, again, we started out pretty slow. New for the kids with me, you know, new for me with them, you know, different styles that they've seen and stuff. But things are starting to click a little bit. We're starting to be more comfortable with each other, starting to have trust in the process. I tell you what, our pitching and defense has been pretty solid for us this year, and that's held us into a lot of games. And now that our offense comes around, if we can keep those other two facets going, you know, like I said, we can be a pretty tough team on this track west.
And just what have you thought of the last 2 weeks in the conference then with the sweep, you know, last week of Orion, and then, you know, I thought you kind of made a little bit of a statement where you beat the ace of Rock Ridge today and score 11 runs doing so.
Yeah, you know, we just got to keep working. You know, like I said, they're starting to come together. They're playing well again. To get those wins, you know, I was telling them just the other day, like, you know, we're 3-5 coming in tonight, you know, but we had an opportunity ahead of us to go 4-0 in the track west and keep pace and be able to have some things ahead of us to accomplish. So they took that to heart. We came out, we played well, you know, slow going early on tonight, but we start taking advantage of that outside corner and start hitting some balls to right field, score some runs. And, you know, that's the approach we're trying to build, you know, to take advantage of what they're giving us. And that's what we did, and we came out with a big win.
I'm just curious, what do you think you've noticed from not having a season last year? Now, I know some kids get a play in the summer a little bit, but, you know, a full IHSA season where you don't get anything and now you're back at it. Have you noticed any, I don't know, dynamics or anything that stands out, you know, having that year off?
You know, I think it comes down to kind of a leadership factor. You know, you got kids that didn't get their junior year where you kind of start getting the transition from, okay, maybe a couple of kids played varsity as sophomores, you know, then they go into their junior year and they maybe start to take a little bit of a leadership role. Well, now they didn't get that, and now they're expected as a senior to take a leadership role. So I feel like that's kind of tough. We kind of had to slow down on that a little bit, but they're starting to get into it now. They're starting to understand they're the seniors, they're the leaders of the team, and I think that's been the biggest thing, you know, just to understand that you're in a little bit of a different role and you had to make a 2-year jump essentially without, you know, getting that middle year. So that's the thing we're really harping on, you know, and just for the future, you know, for the kids to see that, like, the expectations we have out of older kids, and it'll just keep growing for us.
And coming into the season, this is the first time we've been out here in 2021, but they made some improvements leading into the season. Can you kind of speak to those, and what do you think?
Yeah. Field-wise, we got some improvements done out here. We didn't do the entire infield, but we took care of all the lips, about 5 to 6 foot on each side of the infield. We got it all graded out. You know, it's all level now, so a lot of hops got taken care of. It was approved before I was hired on. It was work in progress. Just got done about a week before the season, but everything's great. You know, it's a beautiful complex out here. You know, just keep taking care of it, you know, a little TLC here and there, and we'll get this complex shining, and it'll be a highlight for this school.
Tigers go to 4-0 in the track west. They win 11-1 Friday night over Rock Ridge on WRJ.